Time once again this week to do a little road tripping with the boys. You know them as Bob and Mark. It's Bob Grove and Mark Wade.
On the road again.
Sing along. You know the song.
Yeah, you do.
Can't wait to get on the road.
You know, I saw, and you probably have seen this video, Willie Nelson, and he's what, 90?
Yeah.
9 years old, 96?
132.
Yeah, something like that. He sounds like he's 132. But he's singing with his boys.
Yeah, I love that.
Lucas is one of them, and I don't remember the other one's name.
Well, there's like three of them, yeah.
But he's singing On the Road Again with his
boys, yeah.
Which is a viral video.
Oh,
and,
man, it's good.
Yeah, it's hard to see him get old.
But, you know, to see his boys come.
Yeah.
It's just, their stories are just awesome.
And one of them actually sounds a lot like Willie.
Identical, yeah.
All right, we're getting a little sidelined here.
It's all right.
Bob and Mark are standing by today. Bob Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. You been on the road this week or staying around home?
I've been on the road between here and Walmart.
There you go.
Do you observe from the parking lot or do you actually go in the building?
I actually, you know, I like to people watch.
Yeah,
I do too. I stay in the
car. I just push a cart around the store, and I never buy anything. I just push the cart.
Nice thing is it's always Walmart season, isn't it? You don't have to worry for any particular weather or anything.
I sat in the car, and for about 20 minutes, not one person would look at me. And I'm waving at them and everything, and nobody will look and wave.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Nefarious looking character.
Are you in that windowless van again?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Mark Wade, you been on the road at all?
Oh, no, but just walking down the lane to check out the latest progress on the big horned owls in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you've got quite a brood down there, don't you?
We really do. Three owlets, tiny chicks, and mom and dad taking care of them.
I'll probably get criticized for using the term brood, but it's been fun to watch your photography along the way. They're kind of furry little guys right now.
They're like little football-sized balls of puff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, so what do you call a group of turkeys besides radio show host?
Turkeys are... Oh, I knew that before. Doggone.
Come on, Russ. A rafter. I don't know why.
I've never heard that.
A rafter.
I did not know that.
Rafter with an F?
Yeah, more useless information from me.
That's what we specialize here. All right, let's get some useless. No, this is actually useful information. You're going to take us to Roosevelt today and some of the things to do in and around Roosevelt, Bob. I don't know where you want to start.
Well, I think most folks who have been in Utah for some time are a little familiar with where it may be or may not be. I don't know. Roosevelt is on the route between Salt Lake City and Vernal on Highway 40, which is also /191. Apparently, Google Maps has indicated that. But it's a nice stop along the way and a great place to enjoy some of the local flair and things to do in that region.
Yeah. Some of the history of the area. I know there's a reservation there, correct?
That's right.
There is. It's the Ouray and Uinta Reservation. You know, this was, you know, the beginnings of Roosevelt started long before its official founding, back in 1861 when President Lincoln set aside a large, vast swath of land in that area. And there were just a few Native Americans that were in the area at the time, but it covered a larger area than most of the states in the U.S. at that point. But then eventually in 1905-1906, you know, the U.S. Congress passed a bill to set aside a lot of that land in the Uinta Basin for settlers, and so that's how it started becoming settled. In fact, one of the old Ute Indians said that they started coming in droves. It was like a line of black ants coming up the hill out 9 Mile Canyon.
Well, I'll tell you, we passed through there on our way to Steamboat when we go skiing. We've been doing that with Navi and his wife every year. And they always have little stands set up, or usually do, that have a lot of Indian art, jewelry and things that they have done. So there are those opportunities out there as well. Mark, what are some of the things to do there in Roosevelt?
Well, perhaps one of the fun attractions that we would highlight is Marion's Variety Store right there in downtown Roosevelt. And if you've been to Marion's, you know, the food they've got, it's cramped quarters in there. You can pull up to the counter and get a seat and get a burger and a malt. a salad maybe, but they've also got the variety things going on. I'm looking here at a picture of some things that sell in the store, and there's all kinds of preserves, peach preserves and pickles and all kinds of things. So it's just this little variety store that has a great reputation, been there for a long, long time.
You spent a lot of time hiking down in that area, just north of there somewhere.
Well, over the years, I've been up into Uinta Mountains. You know, the Uintas are, they have the highest mountain in all of Utah is up in the Uintas, just north of Roosevelt. It's called King's Peak. Goes over 13,500 feet, and there are a lot of peaks up in the Uintas that go up over 11,000, between 11 and 13. And it's just a big, huge plateau. It gets about 40 inches of rain or moisture every year up there. There's 1,000 lakes and ponds in the Uintas, and I spent about 24 days at different times hiking in the Uintas. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Bob, when you think about these areas, I guess you'd be thinking about places like Starvation and Strawberry up that way if you're going to be traveling along Highway 40.
Yeah, absolutely. West of Roosevelt, we've got those two great fisheries. You know, Fred Hay State Park at Starvation, renamed for our former, you know, late State Parks Director, Fred Hayes. I know a good friend of us all. But that's one of the great fisheries in the area. Another is another good friend of ours at Strawberry Bay Marina,
yeah,
and that
Paul.
Would be Paul Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are two great fisheries and two of the best, and they're not far from Roosevelt. So definitely a good day trip from there.
I'll tell you what I felt bad about, Mark, is that I passed by there. I see the sign and I've never had the time or taken the time, I guess I've had the time, but never taken the time to turn in just to explore 9 Mile Canyon.
Well, and that's why we're talking about Roosevelt today a little bit. You know, there's some great little hotels and motels in Roosevelt. You can go there and spend a night. And if you just travel south from Roosevelt, you can get down into the main part of 9 Mile Canyon in a little over an hour. And it's an in-and-out drive. But 9 Mile Canyon, for those who don't know, is considered to be the world's largest art gallery. At least that's how they promote it. It's just got a lot of Native American rock art, shall we call it, or petroglyphs, pictographs all through there. And in 2009, they identified 63 different archaeological sites in the canyon.
Wow.
And it's on the National Register of Historic Places. So not far from Roosevelt, just one of the other great attractions.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're going to go do this, do it with respect. Don't be a ding-dong like those idiots down at Lake Mead. They were tumbling red rocks. Hopefully they find those two characters as well. All right, it's roadtripswest.com. See, I came prepared this week, guys.
Good job.
That's good. Well,
you're impressive.
Well, did we tell you that we changed it?
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. All right, guys, have a good week.
You too.
Roadtripswest.com. We'll take another break and come back. Check in with Roger Egan next.